הלכות ביקורים משל מתנס קונש בגבולים, פרק טס יוד אין יוד א', רמב"ם will explain in פרק טס the מתנס. זרעי לחיים בקבר, which a non-Kohen, and Safek, if it applies to Olivia as well, have to give from each behemoth, not chayot, that they shecht, when it's a behemoth that's not kachim. Perik tashi Allah halos up the Rambam mitzvahs eserit and kolze veich behemoth tohoiro. L'koyhen hazroya l'chayayim v'akeva. Shneva v'zeh yi mishpat ha-koyhan. V'elohin anukrei matano yis b'chol mokin. Mitzvah zunei heges tomid, even nowadays, בין בפני הבייס, בין שלוי בפני הבייס, ובכל מוקים, בין מחוץ לארץ, בין בארץ, בין מחוץ לארץ, ובחולין, אבל במקדוש. ורמו, he says that nowadays we're not noihig with matanis, just like, as we'll see with Reishas Hagez as well. Fine. בייס, כל הקודשם שקודם מום קבוע להקדשם. If an animal has a mum kovua, so it's not shaykh בכלל, for it to be brought as a carbon, and you will makdash it, and then you remove the kedusha and iftah, chayofim b'matanis, because there was no shas kosher to say that it's roi, there's a zikah for a carbon. A carbon that is hekdesh is not chay b'matanis. A carbon that is chulin is chay b'matanis. V'im kodem mum oiver like deshon, if there was a mum oiver, then one was makdash it, oy shik deshon tamim b'machakach noel b'hem mum, or you were makdash it, then it has a mum oiver, v'niftu, and they are now chulin, and l'chur you would think, l'chur if it's chulin, should be chay b'matanis, ha'ra'ilu p'turim, because for a moment they were hektish, which hektish has no zikah, there's no matanis if it's a behemoth hektish. Svek b'choyr, chay b'matanis mikol tzad. If the animal is a b'choyr, we don't know if it's a b'choyr or not, you got to give them a matanis regardless. In b'choyr hu kul l'koyin. V'mei b'choyr matanis of l'koyin. So give them a matanis of the koyin. V'im nistapik b'shnayim, if there are two animals, we don't know which animal, which animal should go to the Kohen, v'lokach ha-Kohen ho-echod misafik, and the Kohen takes one of them, b'inyin, the Yisrael, should have been mafrish, the matanis from both. But the Kohen took one of the full animals. Ha-ri-yashayni patah min ha-matanis, we say that the Yisrael, the Bailam, doesn't have to be mafrish matanis from the second behim. Also, eisek, kemisha zacha b'ha-Kohen, unasona b'umum al-Bailov. Avos fek ha-maiser, patah mikomakim. Shamaitse mi-chaveiroi, Allah of Harayim. Not a sfek b'chay. Dalit. Bemes kachim. Shunifsala b'muma. Ve'ena chayev is b'matanis. Bemes kachim is not chay b'matanis. Now it has a mum. Shunis arvo b'vehimis achedis. It's mixed in with a number of other animals. Afilo achas b'meo. Vizman shukol b'hima mehen liyachod. If all the animals belong to one person, kulim peturim. Shukol echad v'yachod safik. The Kohen, who's come to take the matanis, can be told by the Baal Behema, well, you know, this Behema is hektish, or hektish has a mum. Shechting all of them, so only one of them is not chai for matanis. So you would say the mufcher, he keeps for himself all the other matanis he gives to the Kohen. Hey. If you zoom it one by one, that's when he says, "Amitzim chaver al avarai." Ein chay b'matanis ela behima tohira b'lvav. Shrami im shoyr im se. Emphasis on the behima, not a chay. Kilaim habo mikavas v'yeis. Chay b'matanis. Is a tzar chetzi zikah to matanis. V'hakui l'kvi afal pishu hu safik. Afrishim imenu kol ha-matanis. Now, what is this kilaim? Ramas mavai. Tzvi habo l'ho'eis. Go after the mother. If the mother is the behema, the older have lad chayv bechetzim matanis. Imseh, afilu mixaseh, because the father is a chayo, but the mother is a behema, with chayv bechetzim. Avatay shabola tzviya. If the father is the behema, but the mother is the chayo, the vlad potem in a matanis. Echad sheichad achilas adam, oy sheichad achilas goyim, oy achilas aklovim, oy lerufua chayv matanis. Bemes hashutvin chayv shnem zoyv chay. Plural hazevach. Chesel. Keich behima mipei shuvis. Even though the kedusha shuvis is teifis in the chefze that you bought, nevertheless chayev is b'matanis. Kihanim ulevim. Peturim in a matanis. Just like when it comes to trumas and maisis, they have to be mafresh for themselves, but they don't have to give it away. Shnemer me'is ha'om. You have to be mafresh from the common people, from the Yisrael. V'safik heim halavim im heim b'chal ha'om e'enom. Safik is if a levi is included in the om that has to be mafresh matanis. Safikach ein neitel mehem. V'im not lakein lo yachzik. The med for mamuri. When do we say that a kohen doesn't have to be mafresh matanis b'sheichet li'atzmoi, shechting his behema for himself? But kohen tabach, if he's kevei panasase to shech behemis for other people, for meicha b'shuk, amtinan le'shtayim b'shol shabbosis. Wait 2 or 3 weeks. Again, we're talking about a tabach that isn't kavua. Just began his business, so he's not being kaveya esek. Because he's not being kaveya esek, we give him about 2 or 3 weeks to be mafresh matanis. Again, the kohen has to give it to other people because the behemoth is not shechting for himself; he's shechting for other people. If it was kaveya panasasoi, immediately emamtinen loy el mitzim imeno miyat. If he wasn't kaveya, then we wait 2 or 3 weeks. If he was kaveya, we take it away immediately. The animal belongs both to a goy and to a kohen. Potim in a matanis. One who is owns a behema with a kohen b'shutvis. Tzorach sheyirushem chelke. Kedei sheyanich hamatanis b'chelke kohen. So that when they divide it, it's already agreed that the matanis belong to the kohen. Shem loy in chelke chay b'matanis. In addition to what he takes. Why is Yisrael mochiv to give matanis in addition? Because not everybody knows that the kohen is a shutif. So because of the mana sign involved, in addition to what the kohen takes also the matanis. If people see that the kohen is with Yisrael, so people understand that the kohen is a shutif with the yid, everybody knows that the kohen will take his chetzi and the Yisrael will take his chetzi without having to give the matanis. Without having to be Roshim, excuse me. The Mishat of him Hanochri in its Arach Lirshim. Again, the whole union is not knowing whether you're Shutvim. So if you're a Shutvim with a Nochri, it's known to be Roshim. Shastam goi mar bedvarim. Vadi la kosho Shutvim. Ve'af apisha in ima b'shas mechir. So because there is the public knowledge that the goi is a Shutvim with the Yid, there's no need to take the extra step to be Roshim that the Matanis will belong to the other side. Fine. Now, if his name a koyin, if the koyin makes a condition, his name a koyin should shutaf chutz min matanis, that he's a shutaf with Yisrael with the exclusion of the matanis. Rei ha matanis la koyin, kivan sh omle chutz, rei shir loy ha koyin chel matanis. Lefigur chin shaloy. The koyin set aside the matanis, besides for the in addition to the shutas that he has with the yid. Fine. Therefore, they belong to him even after the chaluk. So he gets his chetzi plus the matanis. Avlam omaloi hakoyin amanas shematanis shali haramatanis shalzei Yisraeli. So the matanis belong to the yid. V'nois nachalken sheyirtzeh. He can give them to any kohen that he wants. Afapish nis nimei shehin shaloi. Even though the tanai was it belonged to the kohen, leniften min amatanis. Shoimer amanas loy shir loy bi'atzmo shematanis klom. One who says amanas, he hasn't retained any balabatoshkeit over them. It's not like he said chutz. So if the Yisrael wants to give it to this coin, fine. But the Yisrael has the right to give it over to any other coin. If the coin is a shutev in an eve that has part of the matanis in it, so patam and halachi. It's part from giving the lachi. Because till we're discussing shutev's klalis. Now we're talking a shutev in specific evarim. Fine. But he's still mechuyev in the other matanis. Shutef biyad patim in hazroya. Shutef bivnei miyayim patim in hakeva. Omaloi hakoyin, if the kohen tells him, hey, abehim akula shali vareshulcha chay v'lechi. Shadav rechay vareshul Yisrael. Yisrael is still mechuyev to give the lechi. Geishin is gayir v'hisla behim shchuta. Even shchuta shali is gayifu shech before his gevon ayid patim. Because at the moment that of the chalis, chi matanis, he wasn't a yid. Behema that one did not separate the matanis, mutar la'echil mimeno. You can eat from it. They're distinct. Oh, ganze suge. What's the issue of tevel? Fine. Is it that he hasn't yet mafresh? It's as if he was mafresh and it's now mixed in. But the part of matanis, it's just you can see where it is exactly. Because it's mamin kain, doesn't have the kedusha that can only eat by kain. Over v'achal and oyizik and oymecharon. If he ruined or destroyed the matanis, ain't chayv l'shalom. But neshu u'mamin she'im l'teveya yadua. Which king is going to come and say, I'm the Bible? V'hakayna oyison. Afal pi she'im the rasha. Even though he's not allowed, that is a mutal yachal and neshu matnis kohunin nixolis. The Maisa Gzela is mafkir from the Roshus of the Kohen. And if Yisrael can eat them because it's chol. Fine, it's vav. Om l'tabach. Mechay li b'nei ma'am shel pari. Tells the butcher, give me the stomach. V'hoi b'matanis, neis n'la Kohen, give him to the Kohen. V'ein ha'menakel min ha'domim. Ein ha'menakel min ha'domim. You can't go to the tabach and say, give me a refund. Akach m'mena b'mishkol. If you bought the with a specific weight, you bought the item, the stomach with a specific weight, and then you get a discount for the amount that you have to give over to the coin. Fine. Tazayin. Part because if you do with weight, it's as if it's like you never sold the bichla. It wasn't included in the mechir. Tazayin. Mashalich basal lachavedo. V'hei b'matanis. Eini choishesh shema avrezeh ugzalim. Don't be concerned that the Meshaleach stole them. Take them and give them to the Kohen. Mokim Shein B'Kohen. Maile HaMatonis B'Domim V'Yechon. We assess how much the Matonis are worth. Eat the Matonis. When you have said Kohen, V'Yitin HaDomim B'Chol Kehen Sh'Yiritzeh. When you find a Kohen, give him the money. Again, you can eat it because it's not like Truma, which can only be eaten by the Kohen. Reitz L'Yitin HaMatonis L'Kohen Echad. Not so L'Chalik Eson. He wants to give it after many people. L'Yitin Chetzi Kev L'Yechad. The Chetzi Zroi L'Yechad. L'Zroyo L'Yechad, L'Kev L'Yechad, U'L'Choyayim L'Shneigim. Shneu Titan Loi, Shiyabok De Matani. Vim Hoyoshol Shoir, Chivik Eison Chatichos, Chatichos, Vu Shiyabokho Chaticho Kede Matano, Chaticho Ruy Deskabe. Fine, Ches, Ezeo Hazroya. The definition of the Zroya is Ze Zroya Shoyamin, the right forearm. Min HaPerik Shol Arkubo Ad Kav Shol Yad. So the top two of the three bones in the leg, the front right arm of the ox. Shin Shnei Vorim Ze Me'ure Bezeh. The two bones. Valachoyayim, min haperik sholachiv at piko shogageres, the bottom jaw, until the piece that connects the windpipe to the back of the jaw. She tapaz gedoil. Im haloshon shri beinehem, he gives it with the tongue. Hakoy lakoyim. The test. Ein mail ginoison, we don't pour scalding water over it to remove the hair. Ein mafshit noison, ella yinosnu loy ba'oiron ubitzamron. Ba'hakeva bechel shalei with the fat that's on it. Kvar noga kehanim laniach chelav hakeva labaylam, that the fatty pieces can remain in the rishus of the noison. Hakehana sechelz b'matanis, permitted, it's permissible for her to eat matas kuhune, these matanis. You can give them a ton of tabaskain. Afal pi shehina su al Yisrael. Even if she's married to Yisrael, chur by trum is nishta zay. But matanis gezunter heit mepnei she'ein vahen kadosh. V'lo yed al habal oich matanis begal yishtoi. The baal Yisrael can eat the matanis on behalf of his kahana's wife. Abal chalala ein echelus. She'en chalali mechlak kahanim. V'ibratza kein dim kera matanis v'itnu b'matana afil lagoi oilachim naklavim meichel she'ein vahen kadosh klal. Okay. He has chaverim who frequent the matanis to him. Fine. If this kohen who knows that he's going to be receiving them wants to own it, but be mezake his chaver, he wants to say that he's acquiring it on behalf of his friend. That is a mezake lebohen. Even if he doesn't physically have it yet. So whoever would bring him the matanis would give the matanis to the other Yisrael. For who she? Yisrael is there, but doichak. Veinu liknas basar. She's in a tight squeeze. Yakein shezikol lechaveroi. Avam hoy hakein shamosho she Yisrael there. If this kohen who's awarding the matanis to this other individual, his shamosh is his attendant. Schiro yilokitoi. Einoi mazakeloi. Achi veilu yadoi. Shem yizakabakrochei. Fine. Could be he's doing it out of force. He's scared of his employer. That's why he's being mazake. It should be beratz, and he can only do it once he actually has it. Okay, matanis, he shouldn't grab. Just like the makabel matanis, trumas. For Yishol b'fiv, shouldn't ask verbally. Ella nitnu b'kavid, noit. Zman sheim rabim b'beis amit b'chayim, hatznu amishchim yideyim, v'gar garonim, the fras is noitlim. V'hoya kain tzonua, v'eim akira neisei shukayin, and Nivus, lav dafka all the time is a good thing, because if nobody sees him taking the matanis, people are going to say he's an Mishkan Kohen. Vein HaKehanim Oichlam HaTanis El Atzali Bechardel, roasted with mustard. Shnem L'mashu Bohem Kederech Shamalachim Oichlam. Perek HaSidi, Rishas HaGez. Mach Aleph Mitzis Esel Yitin HaKohen Rishas HaGez. First of the Shearings, which is also matana for the Kehanim. Shnemar, the Rishas Geis Tzein Chatitin Leib Alavim Bechlal Yisrael B'mitzvah Zuh. Does Nishkan Safik. When it comes to the Matanis, it's a Safik. By Rishas Agez, the Levi also has to give Rishas Agez to the Kohen. Then the Rishas Ashim and Atayram, the Visafim Shivchais Mechon, the Shishim, 1/60th, 1.6%. Fine. The Einon, the Heges, elevates Israel, Ben Bifni Abayis, Ben Shuloi Bifni Abayis, Kereshas Hardogon, just like Trume. Over the Ramam Shit of Trume is that as long as Gans Klai Israel is in Eitz Israel, so during right from the moment of Galus Yisrael Sashratim, it was only Midrabon. It didn't apply. You have a behemoth, you mark the shit for the upkeep of the base of Mikdash, and then you shear the wool. Give the Rishas against the Kohen. If a beim is a mum kavu, it's not shaykh bechlal to be a carbon. You are makdish. Then if to chayov and bereishus agaz. Oh, so here we see another difference between bereishus agaz and matanis. But matanis, because there was a moment where it was hekdish, it's part of matanis. Lehefech. Because there was never a moment that it was right to be a carbon, it is chay bereishus agaz. Avam kadam hekdishin is mumon. Oishu kadam mum oivir lagdishin chagich neim behem mum kavu. First he had the mum oivir, and then it went away. Veniftu peturim berishas agaz. Fine. Just like the matanas. Doubt. Ein chay berishas agaz elak vasim bilvad. Zecharim kinekevis. Shavtzem shalahem hu horay lebegadim. Hoye tzamarin kasher for thick, tough wool. Vein horay levishe peturim berishas agaz. Shein matanas elakain ela kedei lubish mimeno. Kem shazika legash baruchu batrume shein machme v'yenoi v'zika leg b'matanis behema v'kach mikdash and habasa shogoi v'zika leg berishas agaz levushoi. Vagaz lhagir vacharam mistei achuz v'pidna bechiris lahitza oiso v'shat zrachov. And as we'll see, the end of Sefer Zeroyim, it's Leish Shevet Levi Bovav, Gans Klal Yisroel. Fine. Vav, Hoy Hatzemesh Olehem. Odi V'Shachar Yishachim. It's red, it's black, it's brown. Chayov Eiz Bereishas Agez, Avam Gozes Hatzemur Utzvo'oi, Kedem She'itin, and then you manually dyed it, Niftem Bereishas Agez. He'll be noy Kedem She'itin, Chayav Lahafrish, Achashil Binoi, Achashil Ibnoi. We don't consider gaze as dafke, something with a knife or with a scissors. Even if you ripped it off with your hands, it's also a mechuyif. Fascinating. It's like bikurim. It's unlike peah. You have to leave. You cannot say my whole. When it comes to pay, you cannot say my whole field is pay. When it comes to rishas, you can say your whole thing is rishas against. Tesla keich geis tzoyne shol nachri. One who buys only the shearings from a goy afal pi sheg zazan, part of rishas against. Even though he himself was the one who sheared it from the behemah of the goy, because the behemah is the goy's. Different gersoyes over him. Fine. But if you actually had a certain balbatoshkeit in the tzoin, you bought the tzoin for the purpose of the giza chayv. We're not taking to cheshbon what happens with the behemah afterwards. One who buys shearings of wool from his chaver, im shir ha-meicher mat mitzoin li gazeis, if the meicher retain some of the sheep to share for himself. And the moicher, again, it's like it's endlich to pay if he sells the field to his chavir. The moicher retains the behemoth for himself. He has to separate giza for everything, even for what he sold. So we can assume that the moicher will take the achrayus to be mafresh rishus against for everything that belongs to him and to what he sold. With Aleph, how you should name Giza love one of Giza Shechuma, Giza is one of Giza in the cave. Moch, remin zeh v'niach aminu achir, zeh neis in the atzmi mashu lokach, v'zeh neis in the atzmi mashu niach. Beis, yeshen is gai v'hir le Giza is, he has given a yid, and he has shearings of wool. Ein yodoyim actually this guy nigzo mishne guy. We don't know if he sheared his animals before it's given here the nacht. There is a pattern. He might see me chaveiro yalo harai. Gimel kam atzoin. You loy v'yu chayav is berishus agez. How many sheep do you have to say? Oh, yes, fangt on the chiyuv on berishus agez. Ein pachis mechamish. Who is she? Begiza sholahen. Ein pachis mimishkal shishim sela. As long as you have five sheep that have no less than wool that is equivalent to the weight of 60 saloim, 60 coins. Tia gizas kalachas mechamishin and pachas mimishkal shtemeseri selah. Each one is none less than 12, the weight of 12, equivalent to the weight of 12 coins, 12 saloim. Hoy sachas mehen gizas pachas shtemeseri selah. Afa bishachamishin gizas shishim selah yaseh. Harei lefturah menishas agaz. Even though collectively all the sheep together give sharings of more than 60 saloim, but if one of the sheep gives less, even though it's balanced out by the other ones, none of the wool is mechuyav nereishas hagez. Gedal hashutfin chayovin bereishas hagez. Hu shiyah bechelek kol echad mehen kashir. It has to be in both, in each of the five sheep, 24 saloim, 12 for each shutif. Aval chomish sim bilvad shnei shutfim p'turim. So you mefarish, the Rambam is mefarish that you have to have 10 sheep, and each sheep has to have 12 saloim. Fine. Tezvav. Reishas hagez mitzvah batchila. The beginning of the shearing. When he begins to shear, v'im hifrish bein b'emza bein b'seif yatzah. V'hoi lo'i chomish tzoyin. V'gazaz achaz b'vad. V'machri gizasa. He sheared one of the behemoths, one of the sheep, and sold the shearings. V'chakach gazaz shniyo u'machara. Then sheared the other animal and sold the shearings. V'chakach gazaz shlishas u'machara. Then he buys the second behemoth. It's not like he ever had five behemoths to begin with. So he has all this built up rishis again, he wants to give it out. Lo yitna kolach ve'yachad pachais ne'mishkal chomish sloim luban kedei beged kafin. You have to give enough for kedei matana, kedei nesine, enough to make a small beged. Lo yishay labne v'chakech yitn loy elo yitn loy mitzemer hagiza kishutzoy kedei shiyah bay achar halibun chomish sloim ayase. Not that you have to give it to the Korean after you process it. Give him more than five sloim, but enough to say that after it's processed and it's reduced in volume, it's still going to be five sloim on board. Shunam titam lai shibi kadeh matanah meyalas. Yitzayin derish is a guess. Chuli in l'chol davet. Fikach ani oime, zog der Amam, shu neisen oisa l'kehenes. Just like matanis. Afal pishni nesul Yisrael, even if she's married to Yisrael. Kematas behema v'yiro ali, shedin shnehen, echod, hu. Fine. Herik achad asa. Piten haben. Should have broke my coins. Nope. Mitzvah Esther Liftis Kolish Mi Yisrael Benoi Shu Bechela Imoi Ha Yisraelis. Firstborn of the mother who is Yisraelis. Shunam Kol Petarech and Liv. Whenever Ach Padi Sifta is Bechir Ha Adam. Base. Veini Yishu Chayev Is Liftis Es Beno Sha Chayev Liftis Es Atzmoi Together Hu Shu Chayev Liftis Es Benoi Over Av Loi Pado Kishri Yagdil Yiftis Atzmoi Gim Hoi Hu Liftis U Benoi Liftis. Both the father and the son have to do the Mitzvah Pinya Ben Yiftis Atzmit Chidu Chakech Yiftis Benoi. Say in the airplanes, first put your mask on yourself and then fine. Vi main loyal kede pidin echad yiftei atzmo daud hoy bnei lifteis vihigia eis lalis leregel. It's good the tzeit to be a leregel. Ein lo kede lo zev lo zem. Doesn't have enough money for both mitzvahs. Hoy des bnei. Achakach oil leregel. Shnei mekel bechir bnei echad tifte. Achakach vla yiro panei reikom. Oh, so say the psukim is mashma the kedim in chiv hamitzvah or kim hamitzvah. Hey, Abaydas Benoi, Mavarech Hashem, Kishonu Mitzayis, Vitzifano, Al Pidin HaBen. Doesn't say Liftois. V'choizen Mavarech Shechayanu. V'chakach, Noisein HaPidin Lekoi. V'impado Atzmoi, if he's doing himself, not for his son, Mavarech Liftois HaBochei, Mavarech Shechayanu. Fine. Vav, Mitzvah Zoi Nehegiz B'chol Mokim B'chol Zman. V'kam HaPidei, B'chol Mishloim. Five coins. Five Sloim. Shneem, Padui, Bim Lechidu Shtifte. Bim Bekesef, Bim Beshve Kesef. Min a metaltalin shagufin mamin kin hashkal. Figach im poidim bech lekois, vlei bavadim, bech nish henke kakois, vlei bestaris, the fish in gufin mamin, it's a piece of paper. Vim padoh habe, vim padoh behen in a paddy. Zain calls of the coin, star choiv, shu chayv lichom yisloim. He writes to the coin, I'm chayv to give you 5 coins. Chayv liten loy, of mine ain't a pade. No, loses out. Beide Seiten. No, so nik li, shu ain't a shov bashuk, chom yisloim. The kibla came with chom yisloim. The coin says, you know, for me it's worth 5. Are you been a pade? No, so chom yisloim la asara koyhanim. Bim vazachas, bim zachar ze, yotza. Either he put the money in front of them and he left, fine. Ches, rotza hakein lahachzeh lehipidion. Wants to give it back. Machzid. V'leit nei huloi v'day tashi achzeh. V'masa kein lahachzeh loi im b'nei padi. Hatshu yigmi b'liboi yitli matonu gemura. V'im rotza hakein lahachzeh lahachzeh yachzeh. Chenim pirish v'nasa nei amanas lahachzeh. If you said matonu amanas lahachzeh, harei b'nei padi. Tes. Kihanim ulevim p'turim ipidin haben mekav hachemi. Potro she yisro b'amidbar din hu shiftur atzman. No, it's when Pidin Haben began in the Midbar, it was each Kohen and Levi was paid another year. There was a surplus of 273 that had to give money because there weren't enough Bechirim to match the Kohanim and Levim. Well, they themselves were Bechirim, as Rashi says. But if they themselves were paid themselves, then they don't need to go through the mitzvah of redeeming. Yud Yisrael haba min ha-Kohanim min ha-Levim. Potter, she'ena dover tola ba'av elu ba'im. Shnemer peter echem b'Yisrael. Call Rechem Bevnei Yisrael. Different Mekedis. Fine. The mother has to be Yisrael. Lach Yud Aleph. Leviah Amul Beres Migoy. Leviah was with a goy and they had a child. But not Patur. The child is Patur. The Kedusha Leviah is not removed from her. That's why the son is not Mechuv in Pidin Haben. The Koyhenes Moberes min Hagoy, but a Koyhenes, who's Moberes from Hagoy, but not Chayef. Yeah, Koyhenes, but now she's with someone she's forbidden to marry. Nifsala. Nifsala ima min HaKohuna, bibi'ilas Hagoy. Fine. Good base. Koyhen Shunodli ben Chalo. Koyhen who has a ben Chalo. Koyhen is married to a woman, he's forbidden to marry a Grusha. He had a child. The father dies within 30 days. You can't say it as if the father was Eichus Pid, because there was never a Chiev to be Mafresh, it wasn't 30 days yet. אין חיוב שאבי יגיד אני זכיתי בו. גימו, השפחה, what's together with פטר רכן? השפחה שנשתח לו ונוחה שנסגעי כשהיא מובריס. וילדו, אף פי שהיא רוסה שלי בקדושה, הוי ונוילד בקדושה, חייב שנאמר פטר רכן בישרו. The emphasis on the פטירס רכן, not what happened before. ופטר רכן בישרו. אין ידעו אם כן שנסגעי ילדה, אחר שנסגעי, if we don't know if the child was born before or after, she went to mikvah to forget us. Hamitz mechaviru elov haray. Yodal hanachris vashivcha sheyaldu. The achal kach nizgayr v'nishtacharu. Yaldu vlad achir hariza pati. That child is not mechuyv in pidin haben. Shneim peterechem. Vein za peterechem because they already had a child when they weren't yid. Mechena ba achir anafalim. One who was born after stillborn. A miscarriage, call nefel shimei tmei leida. If it's a miscarriage that renders the mother tmei leida, habo achrav einoi peterechem. Call nefel shein imei tmei leida. Kegenim apelas kimin dogim mechagavim apelas yoyim arboim chayit behem. Then day 40, habo achrav b'chayil lokoyin. Chayiv liftois and is mechuyiv in pidin haben. Vachet azvav, chotach ochutach. Chatach u'uber b'meyeho v'heitziyoy eivir eivir. The ima, the mother, was in a sakana. That was the only way to save her. Habo achrov eini peterechem. Bein shmein chadashim sheitziroi shivu hu chai v'hechziroi v'mes. Chen bein te ben tisha shameis v'yatzeroi shivu huchzam. Chakach yatza achi v'yaldo. Zah shiyaldo eini peterechem. Sharei nifta b'reish ushtarishin. V'mishatete padachdoi. When the forehead exits, the mother peiter habo achrov. Test Zayin Yetsa Dafin Vabo Achrov Kedarkoi. If the first child is born through a C-section and then the second one is born naturally, Shnei Peturi. Harishan official Yatsamin Horechem, it's not considered Peterechem. Mashin with Nisha Kedome Achim, it's not the first. Nochi Yetzank, Mimasa Yishai Bepidyin. When does the chiv begin? Mishayashlim shloishim yoyim. The hainu leil shloishim v'yachod. But do during the day. Shneimer pedui mi ben chodesh tifter. Mesa ben mesei shloishim yoyim. Afilo b'yoyim shloishim. Echinem nasa treife in chay b'chamish loyim. V'im hiktim v'nasa nakoyin. Yachsel hepidin. The pidin should go back. The koyin never had his chia. There was never his chay was that was chal on this child to give a pidin on him. Meis achar shloishim yoyim chay b'pidin v'im loy nasa nitei. Misha Padab and Abbas say Shoshim Yoim, Im Omar Loy Me Achsho, Ain Bene Paddy. Im Omar Loy Achar Shoshim Yoim, Bene Paddy. Ya for Pish, Ain Hamois, Kayam and Achar Shoshim Yoim. You test Misha, Safikim Chai, the Pio Yeni Chai. We don't know if he's Chai or not. For example, the example that I'm brought before. Not known if the mother who's a Giyaris gave birth before or after she's given a Giyaris. That is a potter. Shamaitse mechaveri, Allah haraya. Meiso ab, seir shoshim yoyim, rebe mecheska shloim nifte. We can assume that the father wasn't part of the child. Achi avir aishot le pedo kedim shuyamos. Meiso ab, acha shoshim yoyim, reyu becheskas padi, achi diyo shloim nifte. Chaf mishloi bikra ishtoi. The oldest achor on a keva. So the woman's first children are twins, a boy and a girl. In your doa, izim ehem yasir ishim, don't know which one was born first. Ein kam lo kein klub. Yaldish nees harim, Abish in a door, Ezamehin al Khoi, Nason Khamish Lam the Kain. Meisa Khamehim Sleigh Shoshim Yam, if one of the males, twins that were born, passes away within 30 days, Patib Shamaitim Khavir, Allah Haraya, all of Haraya. Meisa Av, the Messiah Shoshim Yam, Ach Shoshim Yam, Bein Shloi Cholko, Achen Bein Shocholko, whether or not the Yorshim divided the assets, Nasim and Nachasim, Khamish, Sloim, Lakain, Shekvan is Chavah Nachasim. Fine. Chafalf, Shtei Noshev, Shloi Bikru, V'yaldu Shnei Scharim. Two women never gave birth, and they give birth to boys. Nason Esa Sloim Lakoyin. So the father has to give the Sloim to the Koyin. Nason Esa Sloim Lakoyin. If he gives it, Esa Sloim to the Koyin, Meisachu Mehem Besei Shloishim Yoyim. But he gave it within the 30 days, and one of his children died, passed away. Im Lakoyin Echad Nasan Yachsel Chamish Sloim. He has to, so that one coin has to give back 5 slime. Fim le shnike hanam nasin any yachal lehitz mihem. Shrei loy iin pidyoinoi ze al ben ze. V'chol echa mehem yachal leiman haqsa mechavedi. Yishu can say, the child that passed away, that pidyon was for the other coin, so go take it back from him. Chavbe shtei nashu shloi bikru, shiyaldu zachur une keva. If one is, has two wives who would never give him birth to children. One gives, and each one gives birth to one to a boy and the other one to a girl. Oy, shnei secharim una keva. Listen, chamish sloim a kain. You give 5 sloim to the kain. She efshar. She efshar shloiye zachar echad mehem paterecha. It's not shaykh that there's no mitzvah. Of course, if there are two boys and a girl, there has to be at least one chiv. Chav gimel. Yaldu shtei nekevis v'zachar. If it's two females and a male, shnei secharim shtei nekevis. Two sets of twins. Ein yedua is an el rishon, ein kan lekein kum. Shani ein in a cave and all that chilav achareh zachar. So for each of the wives, the girl was born first. Huh? Yeah. Shtei nashuv, achas bikra, achas loy bikra. The yaldush nei zacharim in esarvo, neisun chamish loy lekein. You're gonna say the achas loy bikra. You're gonna say achas bikra, but achas loy bikra, and she's mechuyev, and he's mechuyev to give the pidin aben for that boy that was born. We don't know which one is from which. Because we can say that the one that passed away was from Achash Shloi Bikra. Fine. Yoldu Zachar, again, we pay from his estate, knowing, if we know for certain, the father hadn't yet given it to the Kohen. Yoldu Zachar Unakep. Again, two wives, they have a boy and a girl. Oi, Shnei Zacharim Unakeva, Ein Kan Lakein Klum. But the thing is, in addition to the children that were born, one of them already had children before. So the king gets nothing. Shani Oimer, Zoy Shloi Bikra Yald in a cave Vatchila, Vachrea Zachar, Zoy Shubikra Yald a Zachar. So the one that already gave birth had a boy, Shroth Mukhiv didn't abandon. The one that didn't give birth had a girl first. So the father does not Mukhiv to give anything. More Sfakis, Chavav, Shtei Noshim, Shoshnea Noshim, Shloi Bikru. So, men, two women from different marriages, different families. The Yoldu Shnei Zacharim Vinis Arvo, each of them gave birth to a boy. We don't know which child belongs to which mother, because we know for sure that each is a first for the mother. So zenis and chamish shloim, zenis and chamish shloim. Each father has to give chamish shloim. Nosnu v'chagach misechem in abanim b'zoyt shloishim yoyim. In the shnei kehanim nosnu, like the previous halachas, if they gave the pidyon ben to two different kehanim, ein nechenam lahitzim in yadim. Neither father can get the money back. In the kohen echad nosnu, if they give to one kohen, case of echad v'him lachavir harshah. So, because the kohen can push away each father and say, maybe you're the father, maybe you're the father. So one gives the power of attorney to the other father. Then they divide it between themselves. Again, two women from two different families who had a boy and a girl. Male, the fathers don't have to give. They don't know if they might, maybe I'm the father of the girl. But the boy, as he knows for him, that he's mechuyif. Woman who already gave birth. Shaloi shahos achre bayil shloish chadashim. Oh, the yalda. There wasn't hamtanas tishim. She didn't wait after her first marriage. Now she gives birth. Ve'en yidu im ben tishul rishon ben shiv la'achim. You don't know who the father is. Shnei beturim. Also in this case, the current father and the other father are also parted. Ve'habein chayv diftis es atzmoi. The ben is mechuyiv. Because the mother had never given birth yet. Chavches, yaldu shtei nekeves. Two women from two different marriages who both had girls and a zacher. Oy shnei zechonim shtei nekeves. Ein kan lo kein klum. Just like a man who has two women who also had two sets of twins, both a boy and a girl. We can assume that both women gave birth to the girl first and then to the boy. Shtei nashim shol shnei nashim. Two women from different families. Achas bikra v'achas shloi bikra. One that had a child, one that never had a child. V'yaldu shnei zchari, inzeh shloi bikra, ishtoi, neisel chamish shloim l'koin. The father, whose wife had never given birth, right, give the money to the koin. V'yaldu zachar, unakeva, in kan, l'koin klo, halacha lamed. Final halacha, yaldu shnei zchari, unakeva. So if there are two women from two different families that gave birth to two zcharim and unakeva, one had given birth before, one hadn't given birth before, so the father of the husband of the wife who never given birth has to give five sloim. Because for him not to pay, there has to be two sfeikas. For us to assume that the husband of the woman who had never given birth first gave birth to the girl, then to the boy, to get to that suffix, we have to assume too many conditions. So therefore, the father is mechuyif to give the pidyon haben.